around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
So we know the song. Can you tell me what movie it's from? An iconic movie in the 90s.
Yes. Oh, it's up now.
If I say a big, bright, teeth, a smile full of teeth.
Oh, this one must be soundtracks from movies.
It wasn't.
No.
No?
Close. It's a theme.
It wasn't Flashdance.
No, that's the 80s, 83. This is from Pretty Woman.
Oh, that's right.
This is Roxette.
Yes, thank you.
All right, are we done?
Yes.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He is Jim Hill with his assistant to the assistant here today.
The assistant to the assistant's assistant. Roxy's making her appearance. She had to come in, clean some stuff up. She's sound asleep right now.
See, I knew Roxy would be here. That's why I played Roxette.
Yeah, see, I like it. She's getting all her hairs cut today, so she's excited about that. But good morning, everybody. Oh, my goodness. The National Championship of Canada was won in a tear-jerking fashion last week with a son and a father on the bag. We've got Jack's tournament this week, and then we've got a little thing called the U.S. Open, my second favorite major, coming up next week. So, man, the calendar is packed.
Well, that it is, and we'll kick it right off with the Canadian Open, the National Open of Canada. And
I love Canada this time of year.
Yeah, Robert McIntyre is your winner there. And not only is he a winner there, that's his first win on the PGA Tour, but the big story was his pops being on the bag for him. And he had a little carry bag for him up until the last day when the weather was going to get a little dicey and put him in a big old staff bag, and Dad still made it around.
Had to carry the extra towels and rain gear, and Pop made it around. And I know that TV loves that sort of stuff, but I'll tell you what, that was a really cool story. You know, called his dad up and said, "Hey, why don't you come caddy?" He goes over and caddies him to a win. Very emotional on the 18th green. I think that was a great story. But, you know, you look at the stats, and, you know, we also have I hit the ball well, and I putted well. Well, Robert McIntyre putted very well last week. He was number one in putts per greens in regulation, number two in feet of putts made, and number one in shots gained total. So there you go.
That usually will win a tournament.
That'll do it, yeah.
And here's what he had to say about having his father on the bag with him.
Changes everything. I mean, this is my fifth event in a row as well. I was planning to do US Open qualifier tomorrow, 36 holes with my dad in the bag. Thankfully, that's off the cards, and you know what? It's a dream come true, and I just can't believe it's happened with him in the bag. I mean, there's been a lot going on with me for caddies, and obviously I partied with Scotty last week, and I just came here. I was happy. I was in a good mind frame, and I was just out there to play golf and hit the golf shots and add them up at the end. And it wasn't until late on that I really started to look at leaderboards properly and see where I was. And, I mean, we done it.
Pretty fun to be able to watch this all unfold, too.
Yeah.
And then to think he could have gone and played in the signature event at Memorial this week.
Yep.
Oh, nay. He was going home, baby.
Yeah.
They were going to have a party, get it all out of your system, and then get ready to go to the U.S. Open. Come fly back over here and go to the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
what a deal.
You're exempted in the Open all of a sudden. And, you know, the other story that I think deserves some mention is Ben Griffin. You know, he birdies 15, 16, and 17. McIntyre was running away with it.
Yes. Yeah.
And Ben Griffin birdies 15, 16, and 17. Couldn't manufacture birdie on 18. But you talk about a guy who's had a resurgence in his career. You know, he quit the game and was being a mortgage broker in North Carolina and got the itch again. And, you know, how you get there is not as important as getting there, but it's an important part. And I think that when you step, you know, what's the old saying? You don't know what you got till it's gone. Sure, the song title. And I think that, you know, some people in any walk of life, sometimes you need to step back from a situation to really appreciate what you got and then realize what is required to achieve that and regain that. And so you've seen that in Ben Griffin. I think he plays pretty carefree. He's, you know, he was, I listened to an interview with him on XM this week, and they're like, man, aren't you disappointed you didn't win the tournament? He goes, no, I had a great week. You
know,
I finished second place. I performed. I shot 65 on the weekend.
Yeah, take the positives.
And taking the positives. It was so refreshing to hear whether, yeah, I'm really disappointed. No, he's like, no, this is a great step.
Yes.
And I was excited to hear that from him. He's a good kid.
I heard that interview. It was a great interview. Well, Jim, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
If you were caddying for your son and you won a tour event.
Balling like a baby.
Would you pay him?
Well, he
or is he a volunteer?
No. If I was caddying for my son, and I'm looping for 72 holes, and then a practice round or two, and going and doing all the stuff that you need,
how much are you going to get paid?
Standard rate, baby. I'm getting my weekly money, and I'm getting my 10% cut of the winner's check.
Well, let's hear what Robin McIntyre said about paying his dad.
I still had a job to do, but I just felt like the guy that's properly taught me the game of golf, I'm going to win a tournament with him in my bag, and it's so special.
So it sounds like he's going to get the carries percentage then?
He'll do all right. I think I got to get rid of some money just now for tax reasons, but he'll do nicely out of it. He deserves it. Look, he was a caddy for the week, but at the end of the day, he's my dad, and it was just the emotion that you seen at the end was just almost out of sheer disbelief that we'd done it with him in the bag. I mean,
I wonder if he'll quit his day job. Robert refers to him as he's a grass cutter.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The next part of that story is it came out this week that Robert McIntyre actually paid off his parents' mortgage.
Yes. Nice. Isn't that nice? Yeah. His father's a greenskeeper, as you guys were just alluding to.
So I think he's going to retain his job. And this was not a full-time caddy deal, although he's caddied for him before.
Right.
But, do that and... I think Pops is going to be content with watching from the sidelines. That's a gut churner. When you're on the bag, I don't care if you're winning or losing. But to win a golf tournament, listen, man, those caddies are working hard.
Well, and the funny thing is, maybe he needed this focus because it was only him, really, as opposed to a professional caddy.
Right.
Maybe that brought the focus into shape for him better.
Well, he was doing all his own yardage.
Right, that's what
Pops
I mean.
Pops had a yardage book and was double checking, but McIntyre did all his own yardages, all his own clubbing. And I like to see that because, you know, we've gone from yesteryear of the caddy or the caddy would show up, shut up, and keep up.
Yeah. Right.
And that's changed. You know, the caddy has become an important part of the team. And I think oftentimes the caddy receives an overshare of the blame if there's failure because the player certainly doesn't want to blame himself. But I think when the player does his own yardages, his own clubbing, there might be some discussion. But the player is the ultimate decision maker, and I think that sometimes that gets forgotten in today's game.
Sure. Well, you're 100% right there.
Thank you, Greg.
These guys... I was listening to Justin Thomas and his caddy talk yesterday over every single shot. Right. You know, they had the mic written.
Yeah.
Just shut up and get up. Who cares? You really think that wind is going to move your golf ball that much?
Yeah.
Give me a break. Just get up there and hit it at the middle of the green. If it draws, fine. If it fades, fine. These guys just overanalyze stuff so much.
Get into your pre-shot routine and hit the golf ball.
Well, if there's a zephyr coming over your left shoulder, that's a weather word.
Yes.
You know, it's going
to... Or a drone.
It might move the ball a little bit. But, you know, just take that into account. If it's coming out of the left, aim, you know, start at left and let it drift. But yeah, this over analyzation.
Oh, me nuts. My God.
And then they go up and they hit it 30 feet from the pin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Ernie Els didn't hit it just 30 feet from the pin. No, he went on to win the principal charity last week. Lori Cantor wins the DP World Tour European Open. On the Corn Ferry Tour, this was a pretty good event to watch. This thing was coming down to the wire. Kato Anishi wins and holds off Max McGreevy at the Corn Ferry Tour event, the UNC Health Championship. The ladies' U.S. Open. Now, if you recall, and we can go pull tape, but I said last Saturday, watch out for Yuka Sasso.
Yep. Well, you guys like
I don't know how Yuka doesn't win every week.
Her swing, you guys like, yeah.
And she comes out on top at the women's U.S. Open, and it was the people that were tied for first place at 5 under par. They shot like 20 over par combined between them. And Yuka Sasso just played her steady little game. But if that's not absolutely the best golf swing in women's golf, bar none, I don't know who is a better swinger of the golf club and don't know why she doesn't win every week.
Well, I agree with you, Greg. But I watched it because I'm a golf junkie.
Yeah?
But it was like watching paint dry. It was not. It was just so. It was just a kind of a blah tournament. I was so disappointed. And I don't know if it's. And I don't mean this offensively, but listen, the Asian players are so, as a rule,
methodical.
Are very methodical, very robotic. There wasn't a whole lot of splash. And quite honestly, I don't recognize so, and I think I'm speaking for the general golfing public, or the golf consumer. You don't recognize them,
right.
And it was the American National Championship. Ali Ewing and Andrea Lee didn't really do a whole lot, and there was another American on the leaderboard until down to, holy smokes, Kristen Gilman at T36.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why. The excitement.
Like men,
and we talked about it last week.
It's like men's tennis.
Yeah, so many of the big names missed the cut.
Right.
The American golf consumer is familiar with. It was just, and it was a great championship. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but it was hard to watch, in my opinion.
Do you know the pace of play on the final day? 4 hours and 15 minutes for the last group. That's pretty darn fast.
Yeah.
That's
And I like ladies golf. I love women's golf, but it just never got.
Yeah. Well, and you have to look at their personalities too. You don't get to see much personality out of many of the players, and because of that, it comes across a little bit dry. Plus, it was the U.S. Open, so there's not going to be a lot of excitement. There's not going to be a lot of big, huge crowd roars, because the U.S. Open golf courses aren't set up that way. I thought the golf course played much better, much more fair on Saturday and Sunday than what it did on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, I thought 12, that par 3, was an absolute joke.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said last week, if on Saturday morning I said, would you sign for 4 under at the Ladies Open and go hide in the clubhouse? Absolutely, and guess what won?
All right, when we come back, we are going to put a wrap on longest day in golf. We've got the U.S. Open qualifying for all those guys that are going to be playing next week. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs at the Padres.
That series 1-2 toss to Gurriel is at the knees. Free call. Riding a big bottom of the eighth inning, the Padres cruise to a 10-3 victory.
Don't miss D-backs at the Padres Game 3 tonight at 6 on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you know, I talk every week about the Mana Mangrove Pro Golf Shoes by Athlons. Well, I don't only talk about it, I walk in them. That's exactly right. When I'm on the golf course, I'm wearing my Athlon's golf shoes. And you've got a great chance, and you're going to hear more details about this later on in the show. But right now, they're doing a Father's Day promotion, and it's $40 off your Mana Mangrove Pros. Plus, get a matching color and size bundle of elite golf socks. That's exactly right. Get some nice golf socks to go along with it. Athlon's will be with us next week at a remote that we're doing at Shady Rays. So it's a little partnership program there at Kierlin Commons. You'll want to come by and see that. Make sure you go on bunkergolf.com and enter to win a pair of Athlon's shoes. And check out all the details for our broadcast live out at Shady Rays. Athlon's, the golf shoe of champions.
The more things technology has changed, but at Kurtz, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at MikeCarHertz.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Are you not able to enjoy this summer as much as you want because of joint pain? This is the best time for being outdoors, but not if your knees, shoulders, back, or hips are hurting. Don't suffer any longer. Non-surgical joint pain relief is here at QC Kinetics. Call them today. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. QC Kinetics advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue, so you can walk and run and hike and play golf and move again pain-free. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of former orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. Their advanced protocols have enabled tens of thousands of patients to reclaim their mobility. Stop putting it off. Take action now and live your best life again. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
This year, get Dad the gift he really wants. Shady Rays Sunglasses Father's Day sale starts Thursday, June 12th, with 30% off all shades. Shopping late? No problem. Come join Bunker to Bunker the Golf Show as they broadcast Saturday, June 15th from 7 till 9 a.m. live from the Shady Rays store in the Kierlin Commons with 40% off all shades and 50% off multiple pair purchases. There's free giveaways with shades for all seasons, mystery shades, golf, and Athlon's golf shoes. To enter to win and details, go to BunkerGolf.com. Bunker to Bunker's golf tour is kicking off their summer swing at Verado Golf Club's Victory Course on Saturday, June 22nd, benefiting the Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation. Bunker to Bunker's two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, a huge raffle, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Come enjoy an unforgettable day of golf with your friends. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Is this the theme girl bands or female?
That's actually not a bad guess. This is Kelly Clarkson, your favorite talk show host, with Since You've Been Gone. And the first song is our good friends Roxette with It Must Have Been Love.
Oh, time breakup songs. Who broke up?
No, it was just... I've had it in my draft for 6 months.
Breakup songs.
All right. We had the...
Did you play any CeeLo on this?
No, I don't want that guy. No.
Well, there's one great breakup song on there.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we had the longest day in golf on Monday. So what I did, because I knew it wasn't worth watching until the last 4 hours of the day, so I taped the Golf Central live from 3 o'clock till 7 o'clock so I could go out and practice and hit balls and play a little bit. So I did that. And then I came back and I turned it on so that I could watch as the East Coast was all finishing up. And then by the time I got to the end of it, the West Coast was all finishing up. Well, there were some fun events to be able to watch. And playing the Canadian Open, they went over from Hamilton, where the Canadian Open was, to Ridgeway, Ontario, where Mark Hubbard was in the field, shoots, and he was in the field in the Canadian Open, shoots 64-63.
Yep.
Now, that is pretty remarkable to put those two scores up. That it's tough to shoot one really good round.
On the same day.
But to shoot it, well, yeah, and 36 holes in one day, walking and going through it. And the funny thing is, he only won by three shots.
Yeah.
He only won that group by three shots. But Mark Hubbard, Adam Svensson, Rico Hoey, Davis Thompson, Grayson Sigg, Aaron Rye, and Michigan State Spartan Ashton McCulloch, who's from Canada, made it in at 8 under par. Keith Mitchell, I think he bogeyed the last hole, if I'm not mistaken, to miss by one. Oh, Matt Wallace.
No, he bogeyed 17.
Oh, 17.
To shoot 68.
Yeah.
So how'd you like to be Cashmere Keith and somebody said, hey, how'd you play? Shot 7 under. Oh, did you get in? No, I'm first alternate.
Wow.
Yeah, listen to these names. Keith Mitchell, Matt Wallace, Ben Griffin, Bud Cauley, Sam Ryder, Doug Gim, Chan Kim, Martin Laird, all of those guys. Been playing great out on tour, and
Ben Griffin was second the last event.
Yeah, and didn't get in.
Yeah,
that was in the Cherry Hill qualifier
in Denver.
No, that was in Canada. Canada. That was Ontario. Okay.
Different Cherry Hill.
At Lake Merced.
Yeah, which, this one. Holy smoke!
This was David Puig, who is a liver, who's doing it right.
Right.
He's, you know what, I don't qualify, so I'm going to go qualify.
Yep.
Okay. He was medalist.
Oh, this is the ASU kid. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Shoots 68-64 to win by one over Omar Morales, another amateur getting in. How about that amateur beating all these guys?
Yeah.
John Chin, Charlie Ryder, all at 10 under par. Nick Paez, who is probably related to
Kim Paez,
who we've had on the show. He just missed. He shot 6 under par. Another Tempe Arizonan, Jose Luis Ballester, shot 7 under par. So,
well, Jesse Mueller shot 75 his first round and was kind of cruising along, and he went out late, so he was coming down, and he got through his 16th hole, and I guess he probably looked at the scoreboard and said, "Well, I'm not getting in," so he WD'd. And you know, I think that you have to look at that and you say, "Gosh, you're playing a U.S. Open qualifier, and you, last thing you want to do is WD." But if you look at it and have no chance of getting in, and it's getting dark, and you don't want to come back the next day, maybe. So I get it, but
it's all in one day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 30. Yeah, but if you don't get done, you come back. The
next day. Of course, I see. Sure,
and so,
sure,
but he knew he wasn't going to qualify, so he WD'd. That's a rough deal. Okay, Jesse did not play great. He made several bogeys and a couple doubles. He doubled 17 both rounds, and that's rough.
So in the Golf Club of Georgia region, Jackson Buchanan, an amateur, ties with Chris Peatfish at 13 under par, and Frederick Ketrup wrap up those three spots. At Woodmont Country
Club. Well, hang on a second. You missed the Bears Club.
I hadn't gotten there yet.
Oh, it's on my list sooner than yours, I guess.
Oh.
I'm the USGA site.
I'm in the top 60 in the world.
He shot 70-67.
With all the
that.
Majors he's won.
Tim Whiting, who you've heard that name, he's won a couple times on the Corn Ferry Tour in a row. He takes down co-medalist with Isaiah Solinda at the Woodmont Country Club. Great golf course, and they used to play both golf courses. Now I guess they just play the one, but they had 64 players for three spots.
Wow.
And 8 under.
That's pressure.
So I mean, just imagine 9 under, 8 under, 13 under. You go out there and you shoot 9 under par and you don't even sniff getting into the U.S. Open.
Well, another amateur at Woodmont got in, Wells Williams, who was an amateur at 8 under. So a lot of amateurs in the field.
I think 44 guys qualified, and I think there were like 20 plus AMs that got in.
Right.
Wow. At Canoe Brook, and you're right, I did skip Bears Club. At Canoe Brook, Ben James, an amateur, once again, co-medalist with Max Grieserman, Adam Svoboda, Jim Herman, they all get in. Then you go to Duke University. This is great. They're playing some great college golf courses.
Yeah.
Where Frankie Sapin is your medalist at 6 under par.
Right.
How about that? Brian Campbell, Sam Bennett, Chesson Headley. Webb Simpson qualifies. How about that? A former U.S. Right. Open, and he's got to qualify.
But you only get a 10-year exemption.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah, when I saw him, I was like, wow, I didn't even realize he had to qualify.
And he's on the board, too.
Carter Jenkins and Harry Higgs gets in a, there was a 6 guys playing, 7 guys playing for 2 spots. And Harry Higgs claims the last spot at the Duke University course. And here's what Harry Higgs had to say about getting through the longest day of golf.
I'm elated, but the biggest one is just pure exhaustion. Obviously, I think somebody coined this the longest day in golf, and to go 38 of them was a lot. So, yeah, exhausted, but super excited for what's to come. I guess it starts a week from today. I mean, I guess I always thought that I would, but there's also some dark moments where you maybe a little bit of self-doubt creeps in, and I did a good job of keeping it just a little bit, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, I just focused on the work. I just kept working and doing the things that I thought I needed to do to get better.
And that he did. And that's is just persistence. And who can last the best is who's going to...
Funny, he talks about self-doubt. He's won twice in a row on the Korn Ferry Tour,
yep,
and qualified for the U.S. Open. What doubts do you have? You know?
At the Ohio State University Scarlet Course, Justin Lauer and Seamus Power are your co-medalists there. Brendan Todd, Gunnar Bruyne, and Chris Nagel get in there. And when we come back, I think the best of all of them happened right there at Proghorn, and we're going to talk about that when we come back, and then we'll get into some golf this week. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, Arizona's number one golf show for over 30 years. We've been bringing it to you live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke had a convo with Cards QB1 Kyler Murray about this offseason.
The whole vibe of the squad has been one of the best ones that I've been a part of. We're primed and ready to you know, do what we want to do on the field. Obviously, we got to go out there and execute when September comes, and into the February is when we want to be playing. So I'm excited, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
Listen to Wolf and Luke live at Cards Minicamp Tuesday morning at 10 on the home of the Cardinals, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Hey, it's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomachache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon, Target.com, or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon, Target.com, or NewNordicUSA.com.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
We're a two Ford family. Yep, Paul Caldice here. In fact, Ford has been part of our family for generations. Build Ford proud dates back more than a century in this country. And the future, it is here at our Desert Ford dealers. Like those F-Series trucks, Build Ford tough. And the all-new 2024 F-150 with the all-new interior and exterior is designed to be the most rugged, dependable, and productive ever. No workbench, no outlet, no problem. With Pro Power on board and that convenient work service, the F-150 has you covered. SUVs, there's the Ford Bronco Sport with five available trims. The Ford Explorer with all the advanced tech, plus three-row seating that folds down for tons of cargo room. And you gotta love how there's a powertrain for everyone. Gas, hybrid, electric, like that 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E. 100% electric, 100% SUV with sports car performance and zero tailpipe emissions. Bottom line, get to our Desert Ford dealers and see how a new Ford...
Call? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Great Canadian rocker. This guy helped launch MTV.
Brian Adams. Brian Adams, yeah.
Cuts like a knife.
So let's wrap up longest day in golf. I told you about the Pronghorn Resort. That wasn't the one that I'm going to highlight. We're going to highlight that one last. But Joey Verzich and Colin Prater are your qualifiers. 5 under par, 3 under par, 44 players for two spots. Colin Prater, Jim, you said we had a little...
He's using that bunker karma. We played with him 1 year at the
Patriot All-America,
yeah. And it's kind of a cool story, you know. He's a he played at a D2 school, Colorado State, Colorado Springs, or something like that. And you know, he qualified for the mid am. He played in the U.S. Four ball, qualified for the national event there, and he got in, and he's just kind of one of these guys. That after college, he thought about playing the mini tours, but decided against it. Got his degree, is now a science teacher and physics teacher.
Wow!
And he plays golf kind of like a recreational golfer, and he qualifies for the U.S. Open. That's the great thing about the U.S. Open: you pays your money and you takes your chance. And in this, it is truly an open because
you can imagine if he makes the cut.
So in the Springfield Country Club qualifier in Springfield, Ohio, Zach Blair is your medalist at 9 under par. Bo Hostler and Carson Shake are at 8 under par, and there's 64 players for four spots. Well, there was a playoff for the fourth spot, and it was fellow Australians.
Yep.
Right.
Cameron Davis and Adam Scott had to go out and have a little playoff. Adam Scott... he finished after Cam, and both of them made par on the last hole. But Cam Davis in his second round, double bogeys the very first hole after making three on it in the morning.
Well, Adam Scott shot rounds of 64, 69 and made birdie on 17.
Yes.
Yeah. He's in.
Yep.
Then he makes bogey on 18. He's in a playoff now.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah.
And so they go into the playoff, and Cam Davis comes out on top. Adam Scott chips in for birdie. Cam Davis has about a 15-footer, tops him, and the playoff continues. And it was getting dark because I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I'm watching it, and it's about 6 o'clock here. Well, in Ohio, that's 9 o'clock. Yeah. Now, luckily, it was daylight saving time. It stays light till about 9 o'clock
in
that part of the country. Right. So that's your longest day in golf. You're going to see all of these guys next week at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, an iconic venue. We're going to talk a little bit about that
later. You want to hear from Cam Davis
later on in the show? Yeah, let's hear from Cam Davis qualifying.
Against his idol, a fellow, like Greg said, a fellow Australian, Adam Scott.
My legs are really sore right now. That was a really long day. I'm really glad I'm still able to put a few good swings on it right now because, everything gets a little tougher once you hit the 36-hole mark for sure. But I played a lot of good golf today, and it was great to finish it off with some good shots. Well, I didn't know until after I signed my scorecard that, I've played a bit of golf with him. I've been on the same team as him, so I'm used to his game. And, I think if I hadn't played with him before, it'd be a little different story. It's easy to get, the awe sensation when you're playing with someone who's, won majors and is, prolific as he is on the, with the golf clubs.
Let me ask you this, Greg. Every qualifying site had alternate positions, right?
So right.
First or second alternate.
Right.
How does that work as far as getting into the tournament? Does somebody from your qualifier have to drop out to for that? How do they? Yeah. I've tried to research this and I couldn't find the answer anywhere. I was wondering if you knew. So every site, there's like 10 sites, let's just say.
Yeah.
And so there's 20 alternates. How does that work getting into the final field?
Well, if I understand it correctly, because they talked about it on Golf Channel as far as, if somebody does WD, how will they select which alternate?
Right.
And one of the things is what their final round score was.
Okay.
So they'll start there and work from that point is what I had heard on Golf Channel. Now, whether that's accurate or not, I don't know, but that's what I heard on Golf Channel.
Right. But, you look at it and you see some of the scores it took, 7 under to get in.
Right.
Other scores it took,
2 under.
2 under.
Yeah.
So
any slope of course have anything to do with it?
I don't know. That
should be.
So yeah.
No, it'll just come down to score. Whoever has, they'll line them all up, all the alternates and whatever. Whoever had the best final round will be first alternate, and so on.
But wouldn't that be heartbreaking to qualify for the U.S. Open either through qualifying or be exempt in? And have to withdraw?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
People's work schedules get in the way. The only good thing about for Colin Prater is it's summer vacation, he's going to be A-okay.
Right.
All right. You know what, Jim? I think before we go any further, I need to ask you a very important question.
And that question is what?
What time is it?
It's already that time.
You're doing it early now.
It is time for the highly dependable and the always informative Golf Tip of the Week, Jack Nicklaus style.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Ray Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Sun Polarized Golf Eyewear and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this? Don't answer yet.
All right.
Roxy, don't answer either. A difficult golf course eliminates a lot of players. The U.S. Open flag eliminates a lot of players. Some players just weren't meant to win the U.S. Open. Quite often, a lot of them know it.
Layup.
Okay. So this week's Tip of the Week is Tuck It.
Tuck It.
With a T. Tuck it.
Tuck it with a T.
Yes, I want to make sure that's very clear. We don't want the FCC coming down on us or the ABC or anybody else.
Bring them on.
Yep. All right, so I watch a lot of people try to chip a golf ball.
Yep.
And I have seen some of the worst chipping technique in my life watching some people. And I think, how can they even get near the golf ball? So I'm going to make this really simple for you. When you're chipping. Now, chipping is when you're right around the green, maybe 5-10 feet off max, away from the green. You're either in the collar or in the first cut of rough, maybe. I'm going to make this really simple for you. First of all, you've got to figure out which club you're going to use to chip with. You watch the tour players. They don't all use lob wedges, folks, so stop using your lob wedge. That's the first thing. The second thing is your technique. I want you to watch the way these tour players chip the golf ball and watch how tight their arms are to their body as they're making this chip shot. They're not using their hands. Their body moves ever so slightly because you want to have a little bit of motion in there to create some inertia going into the golf ball. But what I want you to do is I want you to take a golf glove, not a head cover, because that's too thick.
Okay.
I want you to take a golf glove and put it underneath for a right-handed golfer. Put it underneath in your left armpit.
Okay.
And I want you to keep that right there in your left armpit through the entire swing. What you're going to find is it's going to keep your upper body connected better. I watch people's arms flailing all over the place and their hands flailing all over the place. Well, if you put this golf glove underneath in your armpit of your left arm for the righties, and you sit there and you make a stroke back and through, you're going to find your upper body is what's going to move that golf club, and it's going to create a much more solid technique to be able to get the club to go back and return through the golf ball more consistently. You don't have to use your hands. You don't have to do any of that. Just focus on keeping that golf glove tucked underneath in your armpit and making just a slight rotation with your shoulders, and the club will go back, and then when you rotate the shoulders back through, the club will come through. That's going to give you your optimal opportunity to be able to make better strokes at chipping around the greens. Pitching is not much different. The only difference in pitching is that you're going to swing the club a little bit longer, and that's really the biggest difference between chipping and putting. Is in a pitch shot, the club swings a little bit longer. So work on keeping that left arm tucked against your side, and the best way to do it is put that golf glove underneath your armpit. And what you do is you feel the sensation up there. You don't feel like your arm is against your rib cage. You feel it up in that area, so it does give you that area to be able to move the golf club. That, Jim, is your tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you. Okay, who said this? Did you know, a difficult golf course eliminates a lot of players. The U.S. Open flag eliminates a lot of players. Some players just weren't meant to win a U.S. Open. Quite often, a lot of them know it.
Well, it's the same individual of which was said about, he knows he's going to beat you.
When he walked the range at a U.S. Open.
Right. Yeah. You know he's going to beat you, and you know he knows he's going to beat you.
Okay.
The host of this week's Memorial Tournament, Jack Nicklaus.
Yes, it was only apropos that we do that. Yeah. 73 PGA Tour wins, 8 senior major championships, and 18 major championships. One Jack William Nicklaus.
Yeah, good tech by Michael there. Hey, one little visual for your golf tip of the week. About 30 years ago, and maybe 20 years ago respectively, I used to see Vijay Singh do the gloved tuck under the armpit thing, and then Patrick Harrington more recently.
Right, and they would do it for the full golf swing.
Sure.
So why not do it?
Yeah.
Why not do it for the chipping? That's exactly right. So they are playing at the Memorial. Do we have time?
We got to hit a break.
All right. When we come back, when we come back, we're going to give you a little update from the Memorial, and we're going to hear from the host, one Jack William Nicklaus, on a couple of different topics.
Yeah.
And these are...
One he's not very happy about.
These are exciting. This is going to be fun. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Arizona's number one golf show for 35 years. We've been bringing it to you live on our Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
After a season that can only be labeled disappointing, what's next for your Phoenix Suns? Kellen and Kevin talk about the team and share your son's misery on the Empire of the Suns podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Sanderson Ford is Arizona's largest Ford dealership. They're also number one in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. This is truly Sanderson Ford country, and people are singing their praises.
Across the green desert,
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez.
To where the mountains touch the sky.
Owner Sanderson Ford, David Kimmerly.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
Owner of Rosie on the House, Rosie Romero.
Where Arizona's pride.
92.3 KTAR News Talk host Mike Broomhead.
Sanderson Ford country.
98.7 Arizona sports host John Gambadoro.
Built on serving you.
102.5 KNIX country host Tim Hattrick, a.k.a. Johnny Maverick.
Sanderson Ford.
Mix 96.9 host Priscilla Ornelas.
Satisfaction in somebody's man.
Sanderson Ford general manager Mark Widar.
We're Arizona pride.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
At Shane Company, we'll help you design an engagement ring as unique as your love story. We have the widest selection of diamonds and gemstones for you to choose from. And you can compare them side by side right here in our store. Only at Shane Company can you sift through exquisite diamonds, rubies, and a rainbow of sapphires in a variety of shapes and sizes. We'll help you create your dream engagement ring no matter your price range. Choose the ring setting that speaks to your style, from classic to modern to vintage. We offer so many ways to personalize your ring. Pick your favorite center stone, add a decorative crown and a custom engraving, or select a perfectly preset ring that's ready to go. At Shane Company, our jewelers know how much your ring means to you. They handset each center stone with precision and pride in our jeweler's workshop, so you can feel confident knowing your ring is crafted with the greatest care and comes with an unmatched free lifetime warranty that lets you know we'll always be here for you. Your love story deserves to shine bright. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. Are you looking for a great happy hour? Well, you just found one. Nobody does happy hour like Twin Peaks. 3 to 6, 10 to close every weekday with an adventurous drink menu that is second to none. And this is a great time to be there because you got all kinds of sports to watch on their wall-to-wall TVs. We're closing in on the halfway point of the baseball season. Euro 2024 for the soccer fans. Basketball and hockey drafts as well. Plus with Twin Peaks, you get outstanding food and the great scenery they're known for. Whatever you're looking for, they've got you covered. So stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better because I'm over you.
Linda Ronstadt.
Correct. You got the reverb working today.
Continuing the theme.
Yeah.
Breakup songs.
Did you play this in a cave or something? I'm hearing a lot of reverb.
Talk to your friend Trev. I just suggest things. It's all him.
I just need a hook.
70s recordings, Greg.
We got you. I need a bro hook.
Yeah, we got you covered. No problem. All right. We've got a little golf going on. We've been, for the last 49 minutes, talking everything but current affairs. Well, is affairs a good word to use? Yeah.
Well, the breakup song theme, why not?
That's exactly right. So anyway, they are playing the Memorial Tournament. It is a signature event on the PGA Tour. So they go signature event, U.S. Open, signature event Travelers the next 3 weeks. So some of these guys are playing 4 weeks in a row, and they're whining and complaining because they've got to play 4 weeks in a row.
And they really are.
I still have a real bad problem with this. There's 46 tournaments on the PGA Tour schedule, okay? So basically that's 46 weeks, you would think. There are some double-ups, so really there's only like 39. There's only like 39 weeks that these guys, if they were to play every week, would play, right?
Yep.
39 weeks. Get paid $20 million.
Yep.
Like Scotty Scheffler.
But you only get 13 weeks off.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I would take $10 million. To only work 39 weeks. Right. I wouldn't even have to worry about it.
You know, Greg's a giver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's remarkable when these guys whine and complain about having to play 4 weeks in a row.
Now, jumping off that topic, though, but have you looked at the leaderboard? I can't believe it. There's some kid named Scotty Scheffler leading.
Yeah. They kept saying yesterday, I'm listening to PGA Tour radio and listening to the call, and they're sitting there saying, Adam Hadwin, you know, the way the wind's blowing out here, that Adam Hadwin, that 6-under par is going to hold up. That's going to hold up. Probably the final score at the end of the 72 holes is going to be right where it is right now at 6-under par. And then, really, have you forgotten who's only one shot back and hadn't even teed off yet? Scotty Scheffler is your current leader at the Memorial. He shoots 4-under par 68 to take a 3-shot lead over Adam Hadwin and Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland is just sitting there. He's your defending champion, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. You're correct.
He is defending well, and it's going to be interesting to see if he decides to go ahead and win this or go ahead and finish runner-up so he'll have a chance to win the U.S. Open next week, because it's impossible to win 2 weeks in a row.
Well, and that's the thing. It's so funny. You look at Scheffler, and you're kind of like, well, if he wins this week, does he threaten next week? The way he's playing, I would have to say yes. But, you're right. Winning back-to-back weeks is tough.
So I'm going to make a stupid comment right now.
Another one?
Yeah. So this golf course is tailor-made for Scotty Scheffler.
Yes, it is.
Pinehurst is tailor-made for Scotty Scheffler. I'm pretty sure there isn't a golf course that isn't
tailor-made. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, the way that he's swinging the club and hitting that little baby fade out there and hitting it as straight as he does, it's pretty remarkable watching him play the golf course. But Adam Hadwin, who has been playing some really decent golf, he's sitting there at 6-under par, one of the players tied at 6-under with Victor Hovland 3 shots back. Here's what he had to say about the firm conditions. There's new greens at Memorial.
Yep.
It's a tricky place to play. There's so many shots where you have to be spot on, and when you're playing, you know, whether it's a 10-mile-an-hour gust or a 20-mile-an-hour gust, you're not sure. You kind of have to pick and hope you pick at the right time. And so far, through 36, I've hit one shot where kind of didn't work out how we thought. So that's pretty darn good in 36 holes.
You know, Adam Hadwin's made 12 birdies this week.
Yeah.
6 bogeys.
Yeah.
I mean, to make 12 birdies at Memorial, that's pretty remarkable.
This golf course they're talking about is a great setup for getting ready for the U.S. Open next week. Well, it is, but it isn't, because they're playing where the fairways are bent grass fairways. You've got fescue, bluegrass, and rye grass for your rough. That is 4 to 5 to 6 inches thick.
Yep.
And they're going to go down to Pinehurst where they're going to play Bermuda fairways, Bermuda greens.
And no rough.
And no rough. And you've got sand and you've got love grass down there. But the test of the golf is a good setup for next week. Well,
but if you look at Memorial, Greg, it is set up like U.S. Open venues of old.
Yes, exactly.
With deep rough and all that sort of stuff. And that's been one of my contentions. I love the U.S. Open. It's my second favorite major, as I stated earlier. But you look at the setup, and recently, I mean, if you look at the golf course they played in Washington, Tacoma, they got
Chambers Bay,
yeah, and Pinehurst number two, yeah, L.A.,
Chambers Bay.
The golf course in L.A. last year.
More traditional, yeah.
It's just, they're set up more linksy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
With a lot of bouncing it into the whole fairway.
A different test, right, yeah. Like you said, so, as opposed to traditional.
It's interesting because the USGA acknowledged that fact that they had started doing something a little bit different, and now they're getting back to where they used to be with their golf courses.
Right.
Well, sorry, but you're not. You're going to Pinehurst.
Yeah.
Now, I love Pinehurst number two. One of my favorite golf courses to play, and I could sit here and walk you through every single hole. It's just a beautiful, beautiful layout. But the interesting thing about this is two things. One is Jack's tournament is called the Memorial.
Right.
Well, it's called the Memorial for a reason, because it was always played Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Well, here's what Jack had to say about playing this week before the U.S. Open.
Let's put it this way. When I played, I would rarely play a week before any major championship. So I'm asked to be part of putting on a golf tournament at a week that I would never play. And that, to me, is the essential part from my standpoint. But that won't make any difference. We're going to have a good tournament this week either way, you know, in spite of all the different things. And, you know, as I say, we did that as a favor, and the tour asked us to do that. And we said yes.
I wonder, made very sure that he said we were asked to do this.
Do it again.
Yeah. I wonder why it was so important to move back a week in the schedule. I guess because of the way they wanted to sandwich the signature events around the U.S. Open is the only thing I can think of.
Even that doesn't make sense, to play that many things in a row that are quote-unquote mandatory.
And you notice the signature event has a cut, Jim.
Yeah, I saw that, and my guy missed the cut.
Yeah,
Wyndham Clark, by birdie 17, got under the cut line, and they bogeys 18. Oh, Wendy's struggling a little bit.
With LIV Golf involved, the rules are, guess what, guys? There are no more rules.
Right.
It's really weird.
When we come back, we're going to hear from the host at the Memorial and share a very observational point on my part, I will say for myself, about something that's going on or not going on at the Memorial this week. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf after this.
Who's on top in high school sports in Arizona, and who's building up a powerhouse to unseat Arizona's best programs? Kevin McCabe talks with Arizona high school coaches and athletic staff Saturday mornings at 9 on AC Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AC Preps Live, Saturday morning at 9 on the local sports leader, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, next Saturday is Father's Day Eve, and why don't you plan on spending it with us out at the Kierland Commons at the Shady Rays store? Yeah, come on out, see and meet Jim and myself. We're going to be out there doing the show from Shady Rays, and you're going to have a chance to be able to have Shady Rays for all seasons. They've got one for each of the seasons whether you play golf or whether you're skiing or whether it's spring or fall. Either way, Shady Rays has you covered. But we're going to be out there. You're going to have a chance to be able to win a free twosome to Talking Stick Golf Club, get a free pair of Athlon's Mangrove Pro Golf Shoes. All of that's going to be at Shady Rays. You're going to hear more about this in the next hour, but make sure you tune in and come out and see us at Shady Rays next week at the Kierland Commons.
Hey, Ron Wolfley here, and I'm sitting next to my great friend, Dr. Joe, from Aria Dental Implant Center. Hey, Dr. Joe, it's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about the All-on-4 dental implant.
It's a process where we can remove patient's remaining dentition, where we can place four dental implants, take our digital impressions, so we can get this population back in function.
You know I've had the All-On 4. It is a life changer. It truly is. Not only to be able to smile, right, but also to bite into a steak. What is the best thing about getting the All-On 4 dental treatment?
Self-confidence. The only reason people don't get All-On 4s is because they can't afford it. It's expensive.
Yes.
My goal is to make it economical. So if I can reduce that cost, I will.
If you have broken or missing teeth, he's going to help you. AriaDentalImplantCenter.com. It's spelled A-R-I-A. AriaDentalImplantCenter.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports. The local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
The writer of this song, might surprise you, is one Prince.
Oh, yeah.
The song originally.
It sounds like a Prince song.
And then this person took it, covered it, and made a gigantic number one hit in the early 90s.
Not Sean Sade.
No.
Very close, though. She did rip up a picture of the Pope on SNL famously.
Yeah,
look at that.
Oh, Sinead, yeah.
Greg's on top of music last couple weeks, I'm telling you. He's getting the themes and the whole
play
thing.
Play old enough music, I just got to tell you pretty quick. All right, as we went to break, we were talking about the memorial, and, you know, it's always remarkable how the media have to continue to stir the pot because that's what they do. But I love Jack's response when asked how the tour stands with, or what he believes the tour stands with Liv in getting a deal done.
And he was asked by a famous golf writer, I think from Golf Digest, Alex Michelli. So here we go.
You know, I've tried to stay out of what's going on with the tour and Liv. That's what you're asking about.
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. But what else are you asking about? Because I don't see any other problems.
Well, I mean, well, is that what you see as a problem? Just that?
Well, I think that's been a problem, and I think they're working on that too. I mean, I think that's in pretty good hands, and I think that a couple months ago I called Jay about it. I said, Jay, I'm worried a little bit about what's going on. I says, don't tell me, because I have a tendency to, Alex Maselli will ask me a question about it, and I'll have to lie to him, and I don't want to do that. I said, something, are you doing all right or are you not? He says, we're doing fine. I said, that's all I need to know. So as far as I know, the tour's doing fine, and their problems are going to get worked out. How it is and how it looks like, I don't know.
Jack went on to talk about how the TV ratings were good and all this. Jack, did have a couple of little flaws in that answer.
Correct, yeah. Look, game on him, I do.
But you know what? The problem is, this is Jack's tournament. You should be asking about what went on at the... Jack, what changes? Jack has made Muirfield Golf Club as close to what he could to be able to be like Augusta National as far as last year, and they put in the sub-air system. They, every year, Jack does something to that golf course to continue to try and refine that golf course to make it
even
better.
And even though it's been decades since he's played on tour, the players still hold the reverence for him. Thank goodness.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Look at the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank goodness for that.
Well, and the fact that, you know, a lot of the guys who've won in the past you know, Mr. Nicholas stands on the hill behind 18 and congratulates
like Byron
all
Nelson used
right,
to do, yeah.
All the players coming off 18 and the winner especially.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I do like traditions in golf. I'm in favor of live because, like I said, I think a high tide floats all boats, but I do like the traditional stuff, and the Memorial is probably the most tradition-filled non-major out there.
So did you watch the exhibition golf yesterday?
I watched a little bit, yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
You did way better than
in
me.
In Houston.
And the funny thing is they kept saying it, that they were talking about it on Golf Channel or PGA Tour Radio, I don't know which, but they kept saying they were in Chicago. Chicago this week, they're in Houston. Anyway, Scottie Scheffler is your leader. Adam Hadwin and Victor Hovland are tied for second. Christian Bezuidenhout, who shot the low round of the day of 67, is at 5 under par along with Keegan Bradley. Ludvig Åberg is at 4 under par. Tony Finau, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Akshay Bhatia are all at 3 under par. Missing the cut, Jordan Spieth misses the cut. Mackenzie Hughes misses the cut. Your defending champion of the U.S. Open next week, Wyndham Clark, misses the cut. Ben Griffin misses a cut. Brent Snedeker misses a cut. Jake Knapp, Justin Rose. There were some players. They took the low 50 and ties.
Wow.
And anybody within 10 shots. Well, that didn't work.
No, that didn't work.
Because there were the low 50 and ties without having to get to the 10-shot rule.
One of the flaws that really annoys me is, you know, you get these signature events, and you got some with cuts, some without cuts, all this sort of stuff. How do they determine the field getting, you know, this signature event will have a cut, this one won't? I just think it's so convoluted right now that it's very difficult for the average.
Well, it was simple. It was simple. The host of the tournament said, I'll be a signature event, but we will have a cut.
Yep.
So there was one at L.A. for Tigers.
All right.
There was one at Bay Hill because Arnie rose up from the dead and said, by God, there's going to be a cut in our tournament.
West by
and
God,
Jack.
Virginia.
Yeah. So anyway, it was the tournament request that there be a cut. So there,
if you're going to movie to this week,
yeah. Of the eight signature events, three of them had cuts and five of them didn't. That is pretty much right on par with what events they had in past years for the number of no cut events that they had. So you can get off that.
Yeah, because the Phoenix Open had a cut when they were a signature event last year.
Yeah, they are playing the Champions Tour where Glenn Day and Boo Weekly
did the
Boo
same
Weekly.
Thing.
Boo's been playing some pretty good golf. He's been creeping up that leaderboard. Yeah, they're both at 4 under par. Chris DeMarco, Ernie Els, Greg Chalmers, Brian Gay, and Skip Kendall, along with Duffy Waldorf. The whole field's at 3 under par. It goes on. There's 11 guys.
Where's Billy?
Yeah, at 3 under par. Billy Mayfair. Evidently, it was pretty windy yesterday because these scores are something to behold. Billy is at 3.
He's 2 over after the first round.
He was 2 over after the first round and is 1 over through one hole today. So tied for 59th, he fell 8 spots when he made bogey on 1. That boy needs to get back to playing some golf.
Well, David Duval.
Yes.
You're seeing his name start to creep around the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
And here's a guy. Remember when David Duval came out of Georgia Tech, he was all everything.
Yep.
Did not get his card initially. Had to go play what I think was then the Hogan Tour.
Right.
And it did not have a barn burner start to his Champions Tour career, but you're starting to see him creep up.
Well, because he tried to balance the thing between TV and golf.
Right.
And that either one you got to focus on.
Speaking of TV.
Yes.
Jim Bones McKay is back on TV, kids, and he says that he is done caddying. He is retiring from caddying. He will be on NBC's coverage for the U.S. Open and throughout the rest of the season on NBC events, which I think is interesting.
Jason Karen, club pro that played well in the Senior PGA Championship a couple weeks ago, got an exemption into this event. and he's at 4 over par, tied for 65th. He'll make the cut. Oh, there aren't any cuts in the Champ Tour.
Just like Liv.
What cut?
Yeah. All right. Well, they don't get world rankings either, so how do you like that? Huh? Well, now what are you going to say?
Well, but there, the Liv event, you didn't give us an update, Greg, on the Liv event.
I hadn't gotten there yet. Oh. I got to get there.
It's exciting.
The BMW Pro-Am Charity event is going on down at Thornblade Club down in and Carolina Country Club down
that's always
in,
a fun one.
In Greer, South Carolina.
South Kakalaki, yeah.
They are playing, and they've got times 3 AMs, times 5 AMs. We won't even go through that later, board. But anyway,
got celebrities down there, too.
Yeah, so yeah. Seth Reeves is your leader at 15 under par, followed by Ryan Gerard, Bill Kinnerly, and Billy Haas. Bill Haas playing a little Corn Ferry Tour, trying to get his action back again.
Wow.
Right now, he's projected 61st, so he's got some going to do.
No kidding.
He's going to go ahead and move up into the world.
Hey, back to this week's event, and Jordan Spieth. Is he having wrist problems again? Is that what we're hearing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Like I said, he's done. It's a type of thing where it comes and goes. He never knows when it's going to come, and he never knows when it's going to go. And that's there's nothing that needs to be surgically done.
Oh, I was going to say, because Jim Furyk had surgery and made a comeback. He shot a 58 after that, but I just
they say there's nothing that surgery can do for
boy,
this.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sebastian Soderberg is your leader. He's boat racing them. Through the first three rounds, he's got an 8-shot lead over Callum Hill in the what's called the Volvo Car Scandinavian Mixed. It's the mixed. It's the girls and the boys playing together for the same purse, probably playing different tees, but playing for the same purse. And this is the one that Lynn Grant won the inaugural on.
Now, in a mixed event, who asks who to dance?
Right. Sebastian Soderberg is your leader. Callum Hill is at 13, Alexander Bork, and Alice Houston is your closest player to the leader. Houston is at 12 under par, along with Santiago Terrio. Lynn Grant shot 1 under par 70 today and is sitting there. Where did she go? She is in a tie for 11th place right now. So that is some of your update. They are playing the LPGA Tour. We're going to finish updating the world of golf. And then we've got a very special guest joining us to tell you about a very special Father's Day weekend coming up. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. It's the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're heard every Saturday morning. You can get us on an Arizona Sports app. You can get us on the thing called the World Wide Web at arizonasports.com. And you can get us right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
So, Kyle, I'd love to get your thought on this. How has it developed you as a player playing more under center? And how will it develop this offense?
First couple of years, like I asked to do a little bit more of it because I feel like we had tendencies. And then, obviously with the former regime, it was a lot of shotgun. Obviously, quote-unquote air raid and stuff like that. Those, teams could kind of go off of tendencies and stuff like that. But you get under center, you got to respect the run. You got to respect the outside zone. You got to respect the play action.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Do you want
want your front and backyard to be the envy of the entire neighborhood? Well, Moon Valley Nurseries will rejuvenate your trees and shrubs, diagnosing their needs on the spot and providing a tailored treatment for just $50 per tree and just $20 per shrub. You want to win a $1,000 Moon Valley Nursery gift card? Just text RENEW to 620-620 and sign up for Moon Valley's rejuvenation service. That's text RENEW to 620-620 today. Rejuvenate your yard and get a chance to win a $1,000 gift card.
Investment data rates may apply.
Hi, this is Glenn, the proud owner of Goodworks Auto Repair in Tempe at the 101 in Broadway, where we've been located for over 20 years. We understand the last thing you need to worry about is your car. That's our job. That's why we provide digital inspections explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also in the future. And every repair comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty. So if you're looking for peace of mind, go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next visit and let us take the worry out of your auto repairs.
As we went to break, we were doing a recap of what's going on in the world of golf. They are playing the Ladies ShopRite Classic this week and next week, or the Grocery Tour, because after they go from ShopRite, they go to Meijer in Michigan, which is a huge grocery chain throughout now not only Michigan, but Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. But anyway, Arpichaya Ubel, who was contending last week at the Women's U.S. Open, is 10 under par. She's got a one-shot lead currently over Megan King, who has started her second round and is 3 under par and 9 under par for the tournament. Wei-Ling Xu is at 8 under par along with Jenny Shin. Lindsay Weaver-Wright is at 6 under par. Yuna Nishimura,
yeah,
making a big move. She is 2 under on her round today, 6 under for the tournament. Finally, the bunker karma took a couple weeks, but it's catching up to her. She's sitting there just 4 shots back. Let's see how our other partner, Grace Kim, is
faring. She's in 90th. She's not doing so great.
Grace is not doing it, so she missed the cut.
She's going to miss cuts after today.
Yeah. Grace, get it going. Come on. Quit messing around. Oh, she jumped up to T88. Well, she's only through 9 holes. She's got a chance to make the cut. She's even par.
It's good to see her playing well. I mean, she's 5 foot nothing, and right, she just pops it out there. It was really fun to play with her and just see how she hits the ball. I mean, I don't think she was more than 2 yards off the center of the fairway the whole time we played with her.
And that's the biggest thing for the ladies, is how accurate they are. Real quickly, we want to get to the exhibition tour. The exhibition tour where the Cleeks are leading at Live Houston, and they have a 3-shot lead. That's Samuja, Keimer, Maronk, and Bland are at 17 under par, where the torque of Ortiz, Neiman, Munoz, Joaquin Neiman didn't make it in the U.S. Open.
I know,
qualified,
I can't believe that.
Munoz and Pereira are at 14 under par. And then you've got a gaggle of teams tied for third we won't get into because nobody cares.
Ripper Legion, 4 aces and fireballs.
Yeah. And your leaders are Martin Keimer and Adam Maronk and Caleb Surratt are all at 7 under par, followed by Kevin Na, Carlos Ortiz. So that gives you a wrap on what's going on the exhibition tour and the world of golf. And right now we want to get into it because we've got a special offer, folks, I've been telling you about all morning. But before we do, want to let you know that since last hour wasn't, this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out the great offers for new clients. Get $100 off your first program and free consultation. Check it out at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions or call Bill at 602-230-8581.
Nice way to squeeze that one in, Greg.
How about
tremendous.
That? Yeah, thank you very much. All right, well, joining us right now, Michael Henry of MBH Marketing. With a big promotion to announce right now. You've heard me kind of tease it with some of our reads through the show today. But, Michael, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Greggy. Good morning, guys. Thought I'd probably better call in this morning because we got a promotion coming up. And, man, it's got some layers to it. But, you know, I think you're doing a great job. Thank you, Greg. You're, like, spinning a lot of plates. We have a ton of partners, so there's a lot of stuff to cover, right?
No doubt that that would be the case, and there's the more the merrier. Bring them all on. We don't mind.
Yeah, it's busy. It's really busy on this side of the fence with Bunker these days with tournaments, and we're turning the corner to summer. And turning the corner to summer also means Father's Day. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, Father's Day with my dad, Father's Day with my son and our kids, it's... I don't know. What do you guys usually do on Father's Day? I mean, I know what I usually do. So we're coming up on U.S. Open. So what do when Father's Day hits, Greg?
Well, one thing I do is this year, I better not say some Taylor Morrison people might be listening, but we close at 3:00 at Cantamia. So I'll be home watching the U.S. Open on my sofa. Some of us still work, Michael, and are in the service business, and your holidays are our work days, right, Jim?
Well, I will not be working tomorrow. I will be on a couch or a floaty somewhere watching the U.S. Open. Hopefully my children
remember you?
Yeah. Well,
but a couple years back, didn't your son take you to the U.S. Open for Father's Day?
No, that was for my birthday. That was the Ryder Cup.
Oh, Ryder Cup. That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty cool. Listen, that got him brownie points for a lot of years.
But I make a suggestion of what Michael and Greg just said is you don't need to buy Dad a present. Just give Dad the time off to watch the U.S. Open.
Exactly. There you go. Good segue.
While you have the day off, and
come
you might
visit
as well
us.
Do it the day before. Yeah. What's going on Saturday?
Yeah, so we're a week away, and I'm like you guys. We're guys and we're dads, and we're pretty simple. We just like to be. Thank you for the tie, and leave me alone. I'm sitting on the couch watching the U.S. Open, right, with an adult beverage. And the cool thing about it is, if you haven't figured out what you're getting for Dad, let me kind of break down what we're doing, which is pretty fun event that we kind of whipped together with our partners at Shady Rays. And God bless them. They are just such a great partner. They do all the stuff with us on the tour. But we've got other partners jumping in, too, so we've been really busy. On this one, we put together a promotion that let me walk you through the layers to it. First of all, starting next Thursday... the Shady Rays folks kind of called me and said, we're going to do 30% off all shades for the general public, you know, a really special deal. And I'm like, well, that's kind of what we already do because we have a special deal with you. And they said, yeah, I know. But I said, why don't we do a remote? And they said, yes, absolutely. Let's do an event on Saturday, which is the day before. So that's next Saturday, June 15th. We'll be out broadcasting live from the Kierlin Commons store. So a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about today in terms of the incredible offers they threw at us to make that a special event all happen at the store, in-store, at Kierlin Commons up in North Scottsdale. It's a beautiful store. You guys have seen it, right? It's amazing when you walk in the door. There's just so much product, et cetera.
Huge.
But here's the layers. Starting on Saturday morning at 7:00, Bunker to Bunker will be broadcasting live. So if you listen to the show every week and you want to see the guys and see all of us sitting down there doing the show live. We'll be out there at 7:00 broadcasting live. They're opening the store up early, and they're going to ramp up the special to something I've never seen them do before, which is they're going to take the 30% up to 40% off all shades, Saturday only, all day, in the Kierlin Commons store at Shady Rays, 40% off all shades. But it doesn't stop there. Then you can also get 50% off if you buy multiple pairs. And you know, Greg, it's like the price points for them, the whole business model for them is so incredible because their price points aren't $600 for a pair of shades. So you can walk in there and pick up multiple pairs and it's reasonable, but with a 50% off offer, it's crazy.
This
is all built for Father's Day, so it's not too late. We're out there the day before, and you can get multiple pairs, get a couple pairs for yourself, get one for Mom if you miss Mother's Day, and get one for Dad. And, you know, believe me, Dad will be, I don't know about you guys, but shades, you know, shoes, running shoes, those are my pet peeves. So Dad opens up a Shady Rays for Father's Day. He's going to be really happy. So let me, one more layer to it. The other cool thing is, jump on our website now, because we're also doing tons of giveaways that day. But starting today, you can jump online and enter to win a contest that allows you to get Shady Rays came to the table and said, hey, by the way, for the consumer contest the day of, and for people who are registering to win, if you can't make it out there, we're going to be giving away a four-pack of Shady Rays sunglasses, and they basically call that Shades for All Seasons. So you get one for every season. A winner is going to walk away with four Shady Rays. You're also getting a round of golf for two at Talking Stick. And our friends at Athlon's Golf Shoes, Greg, have also jumped in, and they're throwing in their golf shoes. And those are not, you know, cheapy golf shoes, man. Those are, you know, kind of up there, premium golf shoes. And so someone's going to walk away with those. Tons of giveaways, free mystery pairs. All of that is next Saturday. And it's at the Kierland Commons store. So make plans. If you haven't bought something for Dad, not too late. You can join us next Saturday and check it out, because that is going to be a really fun day.
Let me weigh in, because when I go holiday shopping, Michael, I often find things for myself. And if you're going to Shady Rays to buy a set of sunglasses, you can buy one for yourself. It doesn't cost anything. You get basically two for one.
All right. And on top of that, if you're buying a pair for you,
right.
Oh, by the way, Dad, I got you a pair, too.
Exactly.
Well, that's the cool thing. If you're ever going to do it this time of year, 50% off multiple pair purchases. Yeah. And I didn't kind of give the final blow there on that contest. Go online today at bunkergolf.com. There are a lot of layers in this thing, but it's all good. I mean, so, you know, if you haven't bought something for Dad, yeah, wait till that day before, which we all do anyway. And come see us at the Kierland Commons store with Shady Rays next Saturday. But go online today, and you'll see the Enter to Win contest at bunkergolf.com. And you know, after that, we turn the corner into summer, and we got the Verado event, and Verado tournament is filling up. Come see us at Verado the week after that.
Yes, right now we're almost full, folks, so don't delay. You need to go to bunkergolf.com and get signed up. This event is going to benefit Arnie's Army Foundation out there at Verado Golf Club, so make sure you get out there and sign up at bunkergolf.com for the Bunker Tour event that's June 22nd at Verado. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about.
Thanks, Michael.
You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Weekly and Verado mornings. Andrew Salfrank, popped for a year suspension for violations of MLB sports betting policy.
Oh, listen, there is way too much mixed messaging. Professional sports have gone from one side of the spectrum to the other almost overnight.
Oh yeah, it didn't even go 0 to 60. No. It went 0 to like 120.
It went from taboo to woohoo! Oh, I like that! It went from taboo to woohoo! That is well done.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Summer's here and the Wu-Fang Clan will soon be taking off on vacation before the blood sport begins. But I gotta tell you, I'm gonna miss my Brooklyn Bedding mattress. But fear not, Basinonians. The Brooklyn Bedding Summer Sale is here now through June 11th. You can get 25% off everything in store and online. Head on over to one of Brooklyn Bedding's 13 Basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you for the summer sale at Brooklyn Bedding, Arizona built for America's dreams.
We're the Hillsburg Wedding Band, and this is for the lovers out there.
Ooh, gonna propose riding on a horse, wearing a tuxedo, shirtless of course. The Hillsburg diamond will dazzle her eye, and she'll say yes,
but then she'll cry.
Now put your shirt back on, guys. For over 100 years, Hillsburg has been customizing engagement rings of the high quality. Plus, with Hillsburg's transparent pricing, you know you're getting the best price. Find her ring at a Hillsburg store near you or at Hillsburg.com.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
The
Dan Bickley here for Chapman BMW, where the ultimate driving machine meets the ultimate service experience, which means they'll pick up your car if it needs service, or you can opt for mobile service at home, or if you can't wait in their luxurious lounge, they'll give you a loaner or a ride to wherever you need to go. They make it easy to keep your vehicle at peak performance. That's Chapman BMW. Two great locations, one great experience. Find them online at ChapmanBMW.com.
Bunker to Bunkers Golf Tour is kicking off their summer swing at Verano Golf Club's Victory Course on Saturday, June 22nd, benefiting the Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation. Bunker to Bunkers' two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, a huge raffle, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Come enjoy an unforgettable day of golf with your friends. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at BunkerGolf.com.
This summer will be heating up as the Arizona Diamondbacks look to repeat as NL champions and bring home that World Series title. Man, is it fun watching these D-backs play. The Gold Glove defense, the speed on the base paths, and the newfound power in the lineup. You don't want to miss any of the action. But if you're struggling with your vision, you're probably doing a lot more listening than hearing. But we can change that. Dr. Jay Schwartz has been the team ophthalmologist for the D-backs since 2002, and he's ready to help you see the game the way you're intended to. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, it's very likely a vision correction procedure from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center that may be right from you. Dr. Schwartz offers a free LASIK evaluation and 2 years of interest-free financing. And he's got three locations in the Valley, Glendale, Scottsdale, and Mesa. Trust me, I had LASIK surgery from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center about 15 years ago, and at age 57, I don't wear any glasses, contacts, or readers. One of the best things I've ever done. So if you want to reduce or even eliminate your need of glasses and contacts, call 480-483-EYES for your free LASIK evaluation or go online at TMIDoc.com.
I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand.
We're getting a little more hip here as we go through the show.
Is this Miley?
This is Miley. That's
right. Yeah, look at me.
I just want to hear This Girl's on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Another breakup song.
Oh. Well, she's on fire. She's burning up.
Burning up the heat. Burning up the dance floor. Shawty's burning up the dance floor.
All right, so we recapped all the golf, right?
Yes.
Well, most of it, yeah.
But one thing we didn't hear from is your leader, your world number one. The guy is in contention all the time, and when he's not, he's slumping. He's in a one-tournament slump right now.
Yeah.
He's only won four times in the last seven events, trying to win five out of eight. Here's what Scottie Scheffler had to say and what he expects to happen this weekend.
Not really. I think you got to play fairly conservative out here, just with how much trouble there is around the golf course. There's a lot of hazards, and you got the heavy rough, and I think it's a really challenging place to play golf. And as the greens continue to get firmer and firmer, the areas are already small where you're trying to get the ball into, and they continue to get smaller with the firmness. And so I'm looking forward to the challenge of playing the course over the weekend, and we'll see how high the winds are. But, yeah, I think it'll only get tougher.
So, Jim, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The USGA has declared that the area where you hit your ball into and have to take a stroke penalty are now called penalty areas.
Right.
Scotty referred to them as hazards.
Right.
Are they hazards or penalty areas?
Depends on who you ask. If you're old school, they're hazards. If you're hip and cool like the USGA is, tongue firmly in cheek, then they're penalty areas.
So, but if we're announcing golf, we have to call them penalty areas. We can't call them hazards. We can't be old school. We gotta be new school.
We should, but, you know, okay, guys, things happen.
I'll talk about old school versus new school. If you're talking about ASU, is it Sun Devil Stadium or Mountain, whatever it is, Stadium?
Sun Devil Stadium.
Thank you. Enough of that nonsense, yeah.
All right.
One more nonsensical thing. Did you guys see how Scottie Scheffler kind of got back at the police incident around the Fiji?
Yeah, that thing keeps the undercurrent on that is amazing.
But did you hear what it was this week?
Well, that he's so shook up and was mentally traumatized.
He called Louisville. on purpose, allegedly, a couple times. Oh, the Louisville police are... Okay.
Well, the police officer that arrested Scottie Scheffler wishes he would have called in sick that day to work.
Again, we all have bad days. He's just...
All right, so the official world rankings.
Yes.
All right, this is the gauge that is how people get to get into the U.S. Open, right?
Right.
Well, this is also the gauge for how you get to play in the Olympics. And I think it's either this week or next that wraps up the qualifying for the Olympics.
I think it's next week. You're correct, yeah.
So,
which are in July, by the way.
The rule is if you have four players, if you the top 15, you can have four players represented from your country.
Right.
All right? So right now, Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, your defending gold medal winner, Wyndham Clark, and Colin Morikawa will be your four players representing the USA at the Olympics.
Right.
That leaves out Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, Brian Harman, Sahith Sagala, and Keegan Bradley are all left on the outside looking in.
Yep.
Not too bad, right? Well, here's what, first of all, Colin Morikawa had to say about the possibility of playing in the Olympics.
Yeah, and Patrick Cantlay is apparently right on his heels.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I got that opportunity a few years ago in Tokyo, and very different Olympics. I think everyone would agree with that. But, you know, anytime you have that opportunity and you have that chance, you want it. And knowing how tough it is to make the U.S. team, especially, or really any other team, you know, I realize there's 2 weeks. It's part of my focus, but at the end of the day, you know, the goal this week is to win and come out on top on Sunday. So that's kind of what we're trying to do and prep for.
So then each country, after the top 15, each country can have two players representing their country, okay? So just listen to how this goes. So you've got Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, Wyndham Clark, Victor Hovland, Ludvig Åberg, John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, not Patrick Cantlay. Then we jump down to Tommy Fleetwood. Then we go Hideki Matsuyama. Then you've got Matt Fitzpatrick, who will play with Tommy Fleetwood. So Tyrrell Hatton is out.
Yep.
All right. Then you go down. You've got Jason Day that will be playing
for Australia.
You've got Matthew Pavone. I mean, this is going to be the most exciting Olympic group.
Well, who's Victor Hovland's teammate?
Just anybody from Norway that it doesn't matter. They could be 450th in the world.
Okay, yeah.
But the next top ranked player from Norway would be his.
I'm looking to see the next top ranked player from Norway. And I can't find one.
You might have to go down into the 1500s.
Greg, do you want to research your genealogical past and maybe from Norway?
Yeah, I could be in, no doubt about it. Well, anyway, I think this is going to be an amazing Olympic. I think that it's finally going to catch
up. Yeah, there's no pandemic. There's no people going to get ripped off or kidnapped like in Brazil.
Yeah, if everybody goes that is on this list right now, we are going to have a fun shootout when it comes down to the players playing for the gold, silver, and bronze.
Do you go? I mean, if you're Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele, yes, you go. Wyndham Clark, I think, would go. But you look at some of these players. You know,
well, where is it in relation to the British Open?
Well, they go dark for that 2 weeks, I believe.
It's 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after.
Oh, it is British okay. Open. That much after, okay.
Yeah. And then you got the President's Cup,
right? This is in September, so
it's going to be going to be pretty.
And the FedEx Cup is probably right after that too. So
right,
FedEx
that's a lot of golf.
The President's Cup.
No, yeah, but after the Olympics is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think
the playoffs kick off after the Olympics.
Pardon me, that's what I mean.
You know, I think, I don't know. I mean, Morikawa says, yeah, he wants to be on the team, and I appreciate that. But I think it's more of a thing where you're playing your season, your whatever your world golf rankings get you into, and then you get a letter, hey, you qualify for the Olympic team. Oh, great, I think I'll go. But I don't see it being like, man, it should be. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but
they're not chasing points,
right? It should be more like the Ryder Cup, where their guys are really trying to position themselves to win, and they're not. But I think there's nothing. There would be nothing greater than representing your country in the Olympic Games.
So, what would be more desirous, to make the Olympic team or to make the President's Cup team?
I think President's Cup team.
Okay.
Your legacy. Okay. I would bet you that 85% of the golf fans out there, you said, hey, who won the Olympics last time it was played?
I couldn't remember.
Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele, yeah.
Who won the year before?
Justin Rose. Rose,
yeah. Very good. But who won the year before that?
But we're weird.
It wasn't.
That was
good.
But you see what I'm saying?
But we're golf fanatics.
Right, but you're, you see what I'm saying?
Who won archery?
I think Olympic golf is important. I think it'll grow, but... It's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's important at all. Yeah.
Well, it's not important. I don't.
Nonsensical.
It's if you get to play in it, it's important. But I don't think that the players are going, oh, I can't. I'm grinding to make the team. I just don't think it works that way.
Yeah, right.
Well, whoever plays though, when you look at the way this list is shaking out right now,
I agree with you. It's going to be great.
It is a solid.
Yes.
Solid list of players and. What brings me to a little bit more, which is kind of fun, we haven't even talked about the Solheim Cup, which is coming up in September as well. But we talked about it last week. Charlie Hull. Now, I love Charlie Hull. I think she is remarkable.
I agree with that.
But she was in Autograph Row a couple weeks ago. And was photographed,
as she explained,
with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth while signing autographs.
Well, not only in the autograph line was she smoking, was she burning a lung dart?
She corrected
herself. She was doing it on the golf course, too, and some guy goes, rip it, Charlie. And she goes, I hope you're talking about my driver. But they weren't.
Well, here's what Charlie Hull has to say, reacting to all this viral movement.
It's actually quite funny. I don't know, all over a cigarette, I suppose. But I generally, was walking to the range, had my hands full. Someone asked me for an autograph, and I'm not going to say no, because I always like signing autographs to them. Just had my cigarette in my mouth, signed it, and then it's gone viral. But I don't know, it's just one of them things. But it's been crazy. The fans have been chatting my name this week. Someone said I've dropped something and handed their phone number in my hand, on a piece of paper in my hand, and I thought that was so funny. It was like, here's my number, text me so we can figure out where I'm taking out for dinner tonight. I never text him, obviously, but it was just so funny. But yeah, no, it's been a bit of a wild week, pretty cool, and I wish the crowds were like this more often.
Here's my number, call me maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
listen, I don't advocate cigarette smoking,
sure.
But you know what? In this great country, and I think in the world, freedom of choice is really valuable. And so she's smoking a cigarette. You know, my dad used to smoke. My mom would say, my mom smoked too. She goes, don't be like me and smoke. Don't be like your dad and smoke. But, you know, if Charlie Hull wants to have a lung dart, go for it, Charlie.
It's also dumb to ride your motorcycle without a helmet, but we're allowed to. So.
Right, exactly.
I find it quite funny because I actually do go to the gym, and I'm a very healthy person, Hull told the media after closing 67 at Lancaster Country Club. I only smoke. I hardly drink. I don't need to drink because, actually, I can have a fun time without it. Yeah, listen, my dad smokes 40 a day. 40 a day?
Oh, man.
Since he was 12 years old.
Two packs,
and
wow.
He's 75. So
good gravy.
Exactly.
She's unofficially been diagnosed with ADHD, and it's funny to hear some of the quotes, some of the other quotes.
She's got a lot of personality.
But, you know what? More power to you. She didn't ask to be a role model, and that's what everybody's making this out to be. Well, how is that teaching the kids anything? Well, it's not supposed to
be
a lesson.
Parents teach the kids.
Parents teach the kids. That's
as
exactly
Charles
right.
Barkley said, amen. I am not a role model.
Amen.
All right, when we come back, we've got so much more golf to talk about. We've got a player back on tour.
Yeah.
Yes, we do, by golly. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf after this.
Barnes & Gambo. Afternoons.
All the pieces are there to be successful. If you're not successful, it's more of a lack of talent.
And I think that's where the hang-up is with the Cardinals team. Most people believe the offensive personnel is there for them to be really, really good offensively. Is the defense there? Is the defense up to speed with the offense?
It's almost in some ways opposite of the Suns. The talent was there, but they weren't prepared. The communication was terrible. Like, you look at the talent, you're like,
yeah,
how
you're
can
right.
this team not win with all of this talent?
It's the flip.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, you've been hearing me talk about the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia on a weekly basis. Well, right now, take advantage of the $59 bunker golf special and get out there to Trilogy. The conditions are fantastic. Everybody going through transition right now, but the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia is a can't miss. And after you're done with your round, or if you get there early enough, go in before your round and go into V's Tap Room. Have one of the 16 microbrews on tap. It's the best in the valley. And don't forget the wood-fired pizza. Get my favorite, the wood-fired pepperoni pizza. It is the best in the valley when it comes to pizza. And they've got their junior camp back for 2024. All this you can find out about and more at TrilogyGolfClub.com. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, the best in the West.
We're a two Ford family. Yep, Paul Calvese here. In fact, Ford has been part of our family for generations. Built Ford proud dates back more than a century in this country. And the future, it is here at our Desert Ford dealers. Like those F-Series trucks, built Ford tough. And the all-new 2024 F-150 with the all-new interior and exterior is designed to be the most rugged, dependable, and productive ever. No workbench, no outlet, no problem. With Pro Power on board and that convenient work service, the F-150 has you covered. SUVs, there's the Ford Bronco Sport with five available trims, the Ford Explorer with all the advanced tech, plus three-row seating that folds down for tons of cargo room, and you gotta love how there's a powertrain for everyone, gas, hybrid, electric, like that 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E, 100% electric, 100% SUV with sports car performance and zero tailpipe emissions. Bottom line, get to our Desert Ford dealers and see how a new Ford fits your future at buyfordnow.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. Are you looking for a great happy hour? Well, you just found one. Nobody does happy hour like Twin Peaks. 3 to 6, 10 to close every weekday with an adventurous drink menu that is second to none. And this is a great time to be there because they got all kinds of sports to watch on their wall-to-wall TVs. We're closing in on the halfway point of the baseball season. Euro 2024 for the soccer fans. Basketball and hockey drafts as well. Plus with Twin Peaks, you get outstanding food and the great scenery they're known for. Whatever you're looking for, they've got you covered. So stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Sanderson Ford is Arizona's largest Ford dealership. They're also number one in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. This is truly Sanderson Ford country, and people are singing their praises.
Across the great desert.
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez.
To where the mountains touch the sky.
Owner Sanderson Ford, David Kimmerly.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
Owner of Rosie on the House, Rosie Romero.
Where Arizona's pride.
92.3 KTAR News Tacos, Mike Broomhead.
Sanderson Ford Country.
98.7 Arizona Sports Host, John Gambadoro.
Built on serving you.
102.5 KNIX Country Host, Tim Hattrick, a.k.a. Johnny Maverick.
Sanderson Ford.
Mix 96.9 Host, Priscilla Ornelas.
Satisfaction in somebody's man.
Sanderson Ford General Manager, Mark Widar.
We're Arizona pride.
This is Sanderson Ford Country.
So what makes a great car radio show?
To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices, maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair, or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
This is the ultimate breakup song. Bye, 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 bye.
Can somebody come in here and get McKay, please? He's here dancing.
White man's overbite. What's that joke about breaking up? Guy goes up to his girlfriend and says, "You like magic?" She goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Poof." What does that mean? You're single.
You disappear.
Hey, there's Yasa Almahara Haka with a couple of his wives. Uh-oh, must be some live news coming up here, by golly. All right, well, I've got some news for you, Jim.
Live news in the Golf Channel, that's the first thing. Holy cow.
So, as we were doing, let's see, we were talking about the Memorial where Scotty Scheffler is your leader by three shots. They are playing the American Family Insurance over in Madison, Wisconsin at the University Ridge Golf Club. And right now, Chris DeMarco and Scott Dunlap are your leaders at 5 under par, with Steve Flesch and Steve Stricker, the host Steve Stricker, at 4 under par, along with Glenn Day and Boo Weekly, who are going to be teeing off in about 2 minutes. But the big news there at the American Family Insurance is an Angel Cabrera sighting.
Boy, isn't that amazing how that story cooled off because he couldn't come over because he didn't have his visas. Now his visas are in line.
Convicted felon.
I know.
So it's the first time in 4 years he's played a competitive round in the U.S. of A. He shot 73 in the opening round, but he's 4 under on his round today, 3 under for the tournament, tied for 7th, just 2 shots out of the lead. With 10 holes to play.
Yep.
So he's got plenty of time to catch on. He says, "I feel good." Cabrera told reporters, I feel like I play golf. I hit some really good shots. I missed some easy shots. But in general, I play pretty good on the golf course. And with the people I play with, Scott McCarron and Scott.
Impression not endorsed by the tour.
That's exactly right.
Greg Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't he win a major? I think.
Yeah, he won the Masters.
No. Oh, that's okay. And I think he won a U.S. Open, too, at Oakmont, didn't he?
He did win a U.S. Open as well.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
You know, what he did was reprehensible. Make no mistake about it. But according to the laws of the country in which he committed the crime, he's paid his reparations, he's served his jail time, and to have that, you know, he's done everything he needs to do to get back out there, and so good on
him. I disagree, but I understand, so yeah.
I mean, I'm not in favor of what he did.
Oh, no, we're not saying that's exactly correct, yeah.
He says, yes, it's a new beginning, it's a great future ahead. You know what? It's a tough call.
Yeah.
It's a lot like smoking a cigarette.
Yep, man, which he does a lot.
How old is he now? How much of a career does he have left?
He's 54 years old.
Okay, so he's got some
He's fine. He'll do fine out there. He's 54 age-wise, but golf-wise, he missed a few years because he was in prison.
Exactly.
So, you know, he's got those years still in his golf bag.
And
he's
despite
got a
big
full golf bag of good rounds still.
Despite his crime, I think he allegedly spousal abuse, or not allegedly spousal abuse, he got convicted of. He did have a magnetic personality, so he's kind of good for the tour kind of a guy.
So, you know, everybody deserves a second chance.
Okay.
Murderers don't.
Yeah.
But others do. I mean, we all do stupid things.
Yeah.
All right, so they're just showing negotiations with the Public Investment Fund have accelerated in recent months.
That's a
joke. Just passed the 80th anniversary. Oh, That was D-Day.
D-Day.
Yeah. We just passed the one-year anniversary, which happened to be on the same day, so that was kind of interesting.
5th or 6th, exactly.
June 6th is when the PGA Tour made their big announcement that they were going to be working on framework with the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, which, by the way, is the owner of LIV Golf, which is a separate entity, so it doesn't have anything to do with merging LIV. It has to do with the agreement between the Public Investment Fund putting money into the PGA Tour. Doesn't mean LIV Golf is going away. Well, evidently, there's some big talks coming up this week, Jim. And Rory and Adam Scott and Tiger Woods are on that negotiating committee.
Well, Rory McIlroy, Jay Monahan, Tiger Woods will be meeting in person with Yasser Al-Rahmani, the governor of the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, on Saturday morning. Well, I guess it's already happened. So that was yesterday or today.
But when Jimmy Dunn walks away from this thing, that scares me.
Oh, absolutely. But it'll be really interesting to see what comes out of it, because, you know, that whole we've got an agreement in place and the things that happened after. But I want to see some concrete direction in what's going to happen. I mean, I've said it since the beginning that in 2025 the schedule is going to look much different and that sort of thing.
It may be another year added to that.
Right, exactly.
I think it almost has to,
But, you know, it's like a tease in radio. You tell somebody what's going to happen in the next segment, and then nothing happens. Everybody feels a little bit ripped off, I think.
We've got 1 minute. My question is the guys that we want to get back on PGA Tour because they're the best golfers in the world are now aging out.
Right.
So part of it doesn't really, you know, I don't know.
You know, you look at the Canadian Open last week, and, it was a watered-down field, and McIntyre won.
Massively.
But it was still very compelling golf.
But
and, you know,
you're still not going to get viewers if you don't have the big names.
Yeah, but I think that these names will become big as you go. It's like Wally Uline said about Titleist. He goes, nobody's bigger than the brand.
I get that. But the guys that were on the top of the leaderboard last week, nobody watched.
No, I agree.
My question for you guys is, does Rory go?
No. All right, next week is the U.S. Open on the PGA Tour. Well, it's the USGA.
And
the
you guys Tour. Live at Shady Rays.
The PGA Tour will be the Travelers the week after. Dick's Open is next week on the PGA Tour Champions. Meyer Classic next week on the LPGA. And we'll be live out there at the Kierland Commons Shady Rays store. Come by, see us. Who knows? You might win a prize. Might have something free for you to pick up right there. Come see us out there on June 15th.
Bring egg McMuffins with sausage, please.
Yeah, exactly. I like bacon, egg, and cheese. All right. So in the meantime, Kevin McCabe is coming up next. He's Jim. I'm Greg. That was Trev on the board and CQ. We're out of here. Go play some golf.
Holla.